Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now in Philadelphia, very, very happy to welcome the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. We're so excited to have you. I would tell you, I've been trying to get you for a while now. This is a big get for us. Thank you.
Well, Rich, great to be with you and great to be here in Pennsylvania today.
So are you on the ground stumping in the Keystone State?
Yep. I just left Montgomery County, heading to Chester County, and then got a fantastic Trump 47 town hall event tonight with Kristi Noem.
Beautiful. Excellent. So you got the two Dakotas covered tonight in Pennsylvania. I love it.
We do, yeah. We're double teaming the state and great, with a great message, of course, and this election is so important for the country, and it's going to be decided right here in some of these counties in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You're a business guy. How important is the economy as the number one issue in this race, you think?
Well, it's absolutely number one, and it's number one with swing voters and swing counties. And it's the thing that, with President Trump's plan, this is something that lifts up every American. You don't have to be a Republican. If you're independent, you're a Democrat, you should be paying attention, because he's got a plan that's going to make America affordable again. And that's just not a slogan. I mean, this is that we've lived under the worst inflation in the last 40 years because of spending, including bills like the, what I call the Inflation Creation Act, you know, which was the deciding vote was Kamala Harris. I mean, she's got her hands all over making that happen. And of course that's driven up the price of not just the food in your car and, you know, the gas you put in your tank, but it's also driven up the price of your electric bill, your interest rates, if you got a loan on your house. I mean, everything is gone up. Rent, if you're a renter, everything's higher than it was when they took office. And people just should ask themselves before they vote, you know, what in my life costs less now than it did 4 years ago? And then see if that's, if Harris is the team you want to have in charge of the economy, you know, when she spent 0 days creating jobs, 0 days in the private sector. Neither is her running mate, hasn't either. You know, you got a couple of career government employees, you know, versus a President Trump who's going to do what he's done before, which is bring in a bunch of business leaders that know how to get our economy on track.
Is that for you? I mean, it's always interesting to me. You ran for president. You ran against President Trump. Ultimately, you became an early backer. I mean, early supporter of his. Is that what the reason was for you to jump on board and support him?
Well, I supported President Trump early in 2016 for that reason, because he was a business guy. I was a business guy. I'd never run for office before. Same year, he and I both got elected for the first time to elected office on the same day back in November of 16. I supported him in 20. And, you know, when I was running this last year, I really felt I was running against Joe Biden. I mean, our state, North Dakota, natural resource state, like Pennsylvania, big energy state, you know, we were under assault from the federal government. And I just felt I had to take that message out to the public. Could have run for a third term, would have been likely completely unopposed, decided not to do that because it is more important to elect President Trump and get this country going in the right direction, because the Biden now Harris energy policy hurts every American and it empowers our adversaries. I mean, Putin, Iran, China, they're all benefiting directly and massively from the energy policies that are hurting Americans.
So I'm glad you brought up natural resources, Governor Burgum, because obviously Pennsylvania, fracking, number one issue for the economy in this state besides agriculture. Kamala Harris says she's not going to ban fracking, even though she spent all these years talking about it, sued the Obama administration when she was the Attorney General of California to stop fracking off Southern California. I don't think the 100,000 people that work in the industry in this state believe her when she says that she's changed her mind on the issue.
Well, I don't think they should. I don't think any American should. Because it was an anonymous staff person that said that she won't ban it on the debate on Tuesday night. She said, I did not ban it when I was vice president. That's different than President Trump just forcefully repeating that we're going to be back to not just energy independence, but energy dominance. I mean, everybody knows that there's not even a second choice here. And, of course, if you're not one of those, 100,000-plus energy workers, take any of your listeners, whether they're in their car or they're in their office or at home, look around the room. There isn't anything that you're looking at right now that doesn't have a component of energy that went into it when it was manufactured, when it was built, the components that went into that product, hundreds and hundreds. I mean, from clothes to shoes to whatever, you've got petroleum products in all of that. And it's in your electrical bill driven by clean Pennsylvania natural gas. So the inflation that you're seeing is driven by the Biden energy policies. And so, again, and President Trump, he said, I'm going to get gas the price down, and he's going to do that because we're going to increase supply. This is Biden-Harris. They've been restricting U.S. supply through a whole-of-government approach, which is driving the price of everything up, not just electricity, not just gas in the car, not just diesel in a farmer's tank, in his tractor or combine. This is everything has gone up because of their energy policies.
And you've seen that personally. I mean, as governor of North Dakota, you've seen that war on energy. And I know it's going to be the same for Pennsylvania. I mean, just think about it. A ban on liquid natural gas exports, that's a gift of Vladimir Putin. That's what that is.
Oh, they were. Yeah, absolutely. They were celebrating in the Kremlin that night.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And then the other group that was celebrating was the Ayatollahs because, you know, they're funding over 20th terror groups with the, you know, with the Biden-Harris energy policies, which she stands behind. She's not. Some anonymous staff member is not changing her core beliefs. I mean, she wanted to ban offshore drilling. I mean, if she believed it, you know, about this thing, I mean, she and Joe Biden right now could reverse the executive order on natural gas exports. I mean, that they could just do that. That wasn't a law. That was just something they did. It's just like when they canceled the pipeline. That wasn't a law. That was something they did. And then they approved the Nord Stream pipeline, which helped drive more cash to Russia to fund their wars against our allies.
Yeah, until it was blown up. And you know, destroying the Keystone pipeline, Keystone XL pipeline on day one, too. I think it's important to remind everybody of that. That was day one for Joe Biden, was destroying the Keystone XL pipeline.
Yeah, and I talked to the guys that, you know, built that pipeline, and if they get a chance to build it again, they, you know, they just rename it the U.S. Energy Security Pipeline. So if Joe Biden or Harris or anybody wants to cancel it again, they can, you know, hold a protest. They could be protesting the U.S. Energy Security Pipeline.
How much does the government spending play on inflation, Governor Burgum, in terms of, you know, I know Trump wants to appoint Elon Musk to head a commission to make government more efficient. I know you're going to play a big role in that if he's elected. How much of the spending, the waste and all of it contributes directly to inflation? Because I'm so tired of hearing Kamala Harris tell everybody that there's this cabal of big grocery store executives who are all conspiring to just drive up prices.
Well, that's lunacy, if I can use that word. I mean, the only actual, you know, speech that she gave that really laid out her economic policy was price controls on grocers. You know, she calls it the opportunity economy. I guess you have an opportunity as a small business person to try to run your bodega, your grocery store, do whatever. You do that. But then she's going to tell you what you can charge for, you know, bacon, eggs, and a loaf of bread, carton of milk. I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous, and anybody that knows the first thing, if you've taken one, not a whole course, if you've taken one, gone to one class in economics, you know that when you set price controls federally across a market, what happens is, like in Venezuela, all of a sudden you got food shortages, you have black markets, the cartels buy all this cheap food that the government's artificially priced low, and then they're selling it in other countries. So then people in Venezuela are starving, they leave the country, they cross an open border here, you know, into America. And she thinks that's a solution for us, is to have price controls. I mean, it's just, I mean, even, you know, even Democrats that worked for, economists that worked for Clinton, I mean, Larry Summers, others, they were like, this is a crazy proposal. And that was her first uttered words about how she was going to take care of inflation, which is something that's highly inflationary and completely disrupts markets. So, I mean, it just speaks to the fact. I mean, there was a recent study that came out, 60% of the people in the Harris administration right now driving our economy have 0 years of work experience. Zero. Average work experience is 3 years. But we got a bunch of academics and liberal professors advising her. And, you know, these are people that have never created a private sector job. They've never worked in the private sector.
So last question for you, because I know you got to get back to it. A lot of people waiting for you, Governor Doug Burgum. Trump Force 47, big rally tonight in Pennsylvania. You're going to be speaking there. How important is it for people to sign up and help out?
Well, it's so important, and whether you're, you know, at the event tonight or whether you're helping with your, you know, local, you know, city, township, county committees, we need poll watchers, we need election help. People, there's still opportunities to sign up for that, and then there's We need people knocking on doors. I mean, this is a get the word out to your neighbors, you know, and with one question. When I was just talking to a group of great volunteers this morning, that they understand, you know, Theodore Roosevelt once said the great prize in life is the opportunity to work hard at work worth doing. Getting out and volunteering in these swing counties like these that we're talking about here, Chester, Montgomery, the election for our nation, the course of our nation is going to be decided by a few votes in these counties. And having people ask their neighbors, is there anything in your life that costs less today than it did 4 years ago? You know, do you think that our schools and our roads are benefiting from Pennsylvania being a strong energy state? Would you like to see our taxes go down like they've gone down in places like Wyoming and Alaska and North Dakota and Texas, where we're, you know, energy states that are lowering their taxes and lowering their regulation? That's a future for Pennsylvania because of the incredible amount of resource that's here that could be developed smartly. And if they're concerned about the environment, then it's a simple question. Should we do it the U.S., where we do it cleaner, smarter, safer than anywhere else in the world, or should we shut down the people to do it cleanly and let the polluters like China and Russia and Iran and Venezuela, let them fill the world production? No, if you cared about the environment, you'd want to have every ounce of energy produced here, like clean Pennsylvania shale. It's an American resource. It strengthens our country. Harris has been opposed to developing that resource. That hurts everybody. If you have a kid in school, a kid going to university, or drive on a road in Pennsylvania, the energy industry here is helping you, and you should be helping it by voting for Donald Trump.
Well said. Governor Doug Burgum, it's an honor to talk to you, my friend. Thank you very much for being in Pennsylvania today and fighting the good fight. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Rich, and you keep up the great work as well. Great being on with you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.